It's Kaylin Goss from the KBIA Newsroom, and it's time for Missouri on Mic, conversations from Missouri in its 200th year. Abe Kropp spoke with the Missouri on Mic team at the Missouri State Fair last August. He spoke about his family migrating to Missouri as refugees from the Eastern Bloc. Here's Abe.
Grew up most of my life here in the United States, actually here in Missouri. Originally was born in West Germany. I was born in Hildesheim, although my family actually lived in a little town a little ways away from there called Hohen Ingelsen. And then in 1952, they fled an immigrant, since we were refugees. They came to the United States via New Orleans. We ended up in Cold Camp, Missouri, and eventually, after a number of years, settled near Sedalia, Missouri. Well, actually, my grandfather has a lengthy story to it. Basically, he was actually a German that lived in Poland, and they lived there until World War II, when Poland was basically divided by Russia and by Germany, and then they lived in a community which had a lot of Germans, but they were not treated right by anyone because most of them, nobody trusted them. The Polish didn't trust them because they said they had German heritage. The Russians, of course, that were coming in did. Lo and behold, in 1949, I was born. My mother met my stepfather, whose name was Ernest Schlender. He also had escaped from being in one of those camps, Russian concentration camps. When he was in, he weighed about 150. When he left, he weighed about 90 pounds, barely survived. He was able to get out, and we finally were able to leave. That during that time, we ended up in the families over there in Hohen Ingelsen had to share homes with everybody, with all the refugees, because there were so many of them. In fact, we didn't have much to eat. Myself got food poisoning from a lot of the bad food that was there. But anyhow, we finally got our visas. You had to go through a lengthy process, check, make sure nobody was ill and everything else to go to the United States. Plus, you had to have a sponsor. In the United States, our sponsor was St. John's Lutheran Church, located on Cheese Creek in Cold Camp area. They also had to have a family sponsor it, and it was Alonzo and Cornelia Boichers who sponsored and signed agreement that they would provide for us and make sure that we had a job and would not be a burden to the government. So that's how our family got here. We always have appreciated the way the United States helped us, and I think that the United States should be the same. They should do the same in conjunction with many other countries, and they need to prioritize that with those people who are actually in danger or who have no home, who are actually refugees from some other country fleeing domestic violence maybe, or even aggressions as we see in so many other countries today.
That was Abe Kropp speaking about his family's immigration story. Missouri on Mic is an oral history and journalism project from Missouri's 200th year. Thanks to Kaylin Dixon for producing this episode and the Bernie Sisters for providing our music. For more conversations like these, visit kbia.org. I'm Kaylin Goss. Thank you for listening.